This Dream Team interview is sponsored by BTC Bank with 10 locations to serve you.
Before we get to the athletics, tell me what kinds of kids they are overall.
Good role models. They can very good students, so academics is a high priority. I think with Addie, a straight A student, and Jamie's right up there also, getting great grades, and she's getting ready to take off next year to play softball at Columbia College. But, I'm lucky here at Boonville to have great girls in the program who are role models, not only on the court but off the court as well.
Basketball is a team game, but how important are Addie and Jamie to your program this year?
Well, Jamie, she's a four-year starter. She's gotten all-conference, all-district the last 3 years. I'm sure she will again this year, but she's kind of, our go-to player in the middle. I think she won the better post around and, constantly taking and having game plans to stop her and double her all the time, and she always seems to do a good job of continuing to, go up against those double teams and contributing still and everything else, and very unselfish. She's not open. She tries to find teammates open and does a good job rebounding. And then Natty, for being a freshman, has came in and filled, a void and stuff, especially with the point guard. She's the floor general out there. Not only is she the point guard, she's our leading scorer with about 15 points a game. Very unselfish. I mean, she knows when she has to take and kind of maybe take over a game and knock down some key shots, but also she does a good job of distributing as well, getting everybody else involved.
Now, you mentioned that Jamie was looking to play college ball. How successful do you think she will be in college?
She's playing softball, and that's kind of her go-to sport. That's her main sport, so I'm sure she'll put the time in that task. And she's a power hitter. I mean, she's a slugger. She got the record here for home runs in her career. I think she's been actually got that record by her junior year or so. So it's kind of been her record here for the last year and a half, kind of adding on to those career home runs. I think she'll do fine.
Talking about Addie, did she personally set any goals for herself this season, and did she achieve those?
With Addie, I'm sure a lot of those more team goals, to be the best, help contribute, be a part of the best team she can. And, we're 21-3. First year, we're out of the NCMC. We're in the Tri-County Conference this year, which is probably a little bit more competitive from top to bottom. And we end up playing for the title against Osage. We end up getting beat there tonight, but we end up 6-1 in the conference and ranked highly in state, top three in state. So I think more with Addie, she wanted to do well on the floor and contribute, but I'm sure she probably had a lot of team goals set as well.
Did both of your players overcome any obstacles or challenges this year?
I'd say Jamie's always had, some shoulder problems, some knee problems. So I think she's just kind of fighting through, getting through the season. She'll probably be looking forward when the season gets over to be able to rest her body a little bit and kind of get ready for softball. But she's always, our post game, always getting pushed around and on the floor and stuff. So she's just kind of battled through some little bit of injury here and there throughout the season. Addie luckily has been healthy throughout the season. Had a broken nose this summer, Claire, but injury-wise, she's been good.